morning. This is the Finger Lakes Agriculture Report. I'm Judy Wright with Cornell Cooperative Extension, your local connection to Cornell University. The fall harvest season is in full swing. Apple picking is well underway, and there are pumpkins of various shapes and sizes to choose from. This is the time many non-farmers reconnect with their agricultural roots through traditional activities such as hay rides, exploring corn mazes, visiting a winery or craft beverage operation, or attending farm tours. All these activities fall under the category of agritourism. Farms that welcome the public provides a way to diversify the farm operation with the intent to increase profits. Local communities support agritourism as it can bring tourists to the area, resulting in increased sales of local products. Also, local services such as restaurants, overnight stays, and fuel purchases generate local sales tax. The National Tour Association estimates that 62 million people in the U.S. visit a farm, ranch, or vineyard each year, and the income from agritourism has continued to grow as farmers offer retail sales. Farmers, tourism professionals, educators, and community leaders are invited to attend the New York State Agritourism Conference in Saratoga Springs, New York. This two-day event on Monday, November 10th and Tuesday, November 11th will offer valuable insights and hands-on learning experiences for anyone interested in strengthening or starting an agritourism enterprise. The conference features two educational tracks, more than 18 speakers, and representatives from across New York's agricultural and tourism sectors. Attendees will also enjoy a regional networking event designed to build partnerships and foster collaboration. On the second day, participants will select either hosting agritourism workshops or interactive farm tours. These sessions will guide attendees through planning, logistics, pricing, and customer engagement strategies before concluding with interactive hands-on activities such as lavender wreath making class or sample farm tour stations featuring planting, agricultural literacy materials, and crafts. Registration for the conference is $100, which includes a light snack on both days. To view the full conference schedule and learn more, visit CCE Broome County's website. This has been the Finger Lakes Agriculture Report. I'm Judy Wright with Cornell Cooperative Extension, and on behalf of this radio station and the Cornell Cooperative Extension system, I hope you've learned a little bit more about agritourism in the Finger Lakes.